Many thanks for choosing us. We're also live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X Spaces at Joy News on TV. My personal handle is at the Nana Aisha. Coming up this afternoon, calls have intensified for the arrest and prosecution of NPP parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East, Ernest Frimpong, following a viral video in which he urges miners to retaliate against uniformed security personnel at mining sites. Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining is the latest to condemn Mr. Frimpong's comments as unacceptable, insisting the police must take immediate action. We will hear from the convener from the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Dr. Kenneth Ashigwe. But first, listen to Ernest Frimpong in that viral video.
It is the one who approved now of 5 million, 3 million, 10 million, now the leader of the offer to fuel at one of the man. Sadly, the government has sent here. Because the police only show you a soldier at the end of office, a case is there. Who are we here, man? You know, I'm not going to be here. And you see that here, Obiba Petrua, as I said, I'm going to be here. So why would you have put money in your wild person in the matter? Or go in my own money? But so you better say, or you say you're indicating PA, too much PA, the two control board, my own DNA, and shark ideas are more powerful, more point of my power. Oh yes, they will put it to themselves, that is my own. So my petrol, or my petrol, ɛne yɛaka sɛ ɔtɔbiti a ɔde yɛ adwuma sɛ makyerɛ no yɛagye afiri nsɛm nti ɔmoo yɛ nega ma ɔmakyerɛ a ɔno so yɛ nega ntino te no afei baabi a wonyina mu gyina ne sɛ monyina ma yɛ Ghanafoɔ ɛmerɛ ka obi ahoban sɛ ɔde yɛ adwuma yii no ɔno a ɛbɔ no moma no sɛ bɔ ɔmoma sɛ muhu ne saa a ɛsisie no so bitwa.
Well, Mr. Ernest Frimpong has been clarifying the comments, maintaining that miners should defend themselves against any security operatives who harass them. He has alleged that some of these operatives are sent by the NDC.
I am the one in the video, so the clarity is that I did not engage illegal miners. I engaged miners in the Amenfi constituency. From January to now, we have seen a number of military, police, let me say security attacks on the miners who are legally doing their work. And you call to find out where these people are coming from and you realize that it is coming from no authority.
To address this is to attack uniformed men, is that what you're saying?
I am saying that if the people in uniform can go to the length of engaging civilians in a business form to torment miners who are legally working, then they should be exposed. We should fight illegal operators who are doing illegal work, where I deem it as corrupt act, and that should be fought.
Well, I've been joined by the convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Dr. Ken Ashigwe. Grateful for your time, your preliminary observations about the viral video and the explanation coming from the NPP parliamentary candidate.
Well, thank you very much, Aisha. Well, I think it's very unfortunate, to say the least, that somebody who is seeking the high office of a parliamentary of parliament, a member of parliament, should be asking people, you know, to attack uniformed police people. You hear him say that you are doing an illegality if he's also coming to do an illegality attack. So if he was speaking to illegal miners, why is he in one of his statements talking about the fact that you are doing an illegality and if they are also coming to do an illegality attack them? And we all know that we don't live in a banana republic. You know, so mob justice is not to be countenanced. If anybody, yes, you resist arrest, you know, you arrest somebody who is involved in an illegality. But it is not about people. When somebody comes, you say somebody is involved in an illegality, you also go attacking people. I So when I heard this, you know, immediately Major Mahama, you know, came to mind. You know, the people who might have attacked him might have thought that he was involved in something that was untoward. And we don't countenance that. What, but also, in just both, yes.
What signal does this give you in terms of fighting illegal mining, especially as we head towards such a crucial election?
And Aisha, that for me is the thing. We've seen that. If you go back and look at all the fights against Galamsey and you correlate it with elections, when we get close to elections, then you see politicians going and promising those involved in it, you know, that they would allow them to do it. And now you see a candidate who then asks people that they should offer, 300, 500, 1,000 cedis to police people who are doing their regular activities. Is that not bribery that he is preaching? That if the people are coming on patrols and they actually are using state funds to come and do, why should you be paying them 1,000 cedis for the works that they do? And then you then are telling them also that if they come and asking you, then you go attacking them. I think this the gentleman misspoke, and the earlier he apologizes for it, the better it will be for all of us. We don't need this at this time when we're getting close to an election. We need to empower the security forces to do the right thing. If you are doing a wrong thing, if you are involved in an illegality, you should be stopped. Those who are doing their lawful duties should be allowed to do their lawful duty, mining responsibly. If they see anybody trying to harass them, they should report to lawful authority. It is not for a candidate to be telling them to attack them back.
I'm grateful for your time. Dr. Kenneth Ashebi is the convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. President Akufo-Addo has described former President John Mahama's repeated labeling of him as a clearing agent due to mere corruption allegations against his appointees as unjustified. He emphasized such accusations will not pressure him to disregard due process and the principles of natural justice in the fight against corruption, no matter the consequences. President Akufo-Addo made these remarks at the commissioning of the Law House, reaffirming his commitment to upholding the rule of law.
The use of technology has been pivotal in our efforts to combat corruption. We have introduced digital platforms for public procurement processes, reducing human intervention and minimizing the opportunities for corrupt practices. These platforms have increased transparency, efficiency, and competitiveness in public procurement, ensuring that public resources are judicially used for the benefit of all Ghanaians. Before I conclude, Madam Chief Justice, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure we are all aware of the statement by the former president and perennial NDC presidential candidate, John Dramani Mahama, stigmatizing me as a clearing agent, because for him, mere allegation without more is enough to merit condemnation of an accused public official, especially one of my administration. For my part, and let me state it again for the record, I will not set aside due process and the rules of natural justice on the altar of corruption, no matter how much opprobrium this position incurs for me.
President Akufo-Addo there launching or commissioning the Law House a while ago. Now, applicants hoping to access the Ghana cards and other services at the National Identification Authority are in despair as they are turned away by striking staff of the NIA in Kumasi. The frustrated applicants who are either at the office to replace their cards or register for a new card are left stranded. They say the absence or delay of the card application will be detrimental to what they intend to use the cards for. Meanwhile, leadership of the National Identification Authority will not engage with the media, but say they are unable to attend to applicants due to the strike. I've been joined by Clinton Yabua, who's been monitoring this in the Ashanti region for us. Clinton, paint a picture of what is happening at the NIA office in Kumasi.
All right, so the Ghana card has become a very important part of, I mean, living. If you want to open a bank account, you need a Ghana card. If you want to register your thing, you need a Ghana card. And at the NIA office in Ashanti region, it's a very busy place where they get about 100 people coming and seeking their services every day. But unfortunately, this morning, the place seems a little deserted because people who are sitting to come and seek the register, I mean, the services of the authority are being sent up to strike. Now, I have spoken to people and some stranded applicants who say that it is very critical that they get their card because, of course, they are trying, some of them are trying to use the card to open their bank account. Others are also hoping to use the card for a SIM registration. And one important instance in the next outside.
Clinton Yabua there with some updates. Have you been able to speak with some of the prospective card applicants? Right, we lost Clinton Yabua there, but he paints a picture of the frustration of applicants for the Ghana card who say that they need it for multiple purposes and so forth. Therefore, if they don't get it, they will be frustrated. We'll bring you more in our subsequent bulletins on this. Now, Foreign Affairs Minister Shelly Ayokobuchi is asking Ghanaians to use the right means to travel abroad to forestall any challenges. During her official visit to Malaysia, she met the Ghanaian community in Kuala Lumpur, where she spoke to them about legal compliance and responsible migration. She emphasized a critical need for Ghanaians abroad to adhere strictly to the laws of their host countries and not expect governmental intervention when they fall foul of the law.
The meeting was with the minister was basically to strengthen bilateral relations between our two countries and also to seek the support of the government of Malaysia for my quest to become Secretary General of the Commonwealth. So that's why I came here. It's my very first time being here. And I thought that I cannot leave, and that is right, I cannot leave Malaysia without meeting with the Ghanaian community. So this is not for me to lecture you, but it's really to listen to you, to get to know if there are any issues that you want me to be aware of, any concerns that you have, so that if I can resolve some of these issues for you, if they need resolving, if I can, I will. If not, then I can seek counsel from the appropriate quarters. Anytime I go to a country, I like to meet the Ghanaian community. It's right to do so, because as part of our remit, we need to ensure that the Ghanaian community, wherever they find themselves, is well taken care of, and that they are okay in the host country. So this is why I'm here. I do not want to talk for too long, because I'm sure that there are issues that you want to present, and if there are questions, I will attempt to answer. So I think that's the way the meeting should go, and I can assure you that things are going on well at home, and the economy has taken quite a hit, and this is global. And we have now entered into an IMF program, which has sort of eased things for us a bit.
The Upper West Regional Minister Stephen Yakubu says he's worried about the increasing rate at which the country is losing its forest cover. Ghana loses about 65,000 hectares of forest per year, representing about 2.3% average annual loss. He warns that if care is not taken, the country is likely to lose all its forest cover by 2040 due to human activities. It was contained in a speech read on his behalf during the Green Ghana Day.
This year's Green Ghana Day celebration in the Upper West Region, organized by the Forest Service Division in partnership with the Upper West Regional Coordinating Council, was held at West Senior High School. The event was attended by people from all walks of life, including members of the Regional Security Council, heads of decentralized departments, chiefs and queen mothers, and students of the school. The objective of the Green Ghana Day seeks, among others, to create awareness on the necessity for collective action towards restoration of degraded landscape in the country, inculcate in the youth the values of planting and nurturing trees and their associated benefits, and mitigate climate change. Upper West Regional Minister Stephen Yakubu, in a speech read on his behalf by Chief Director at the Upper West Regional Coordinating Council, Peter M. Mala, painted a gloomy picture for the country. If care is not taken, the country is likely going to lose its forestry cover in 16 years. In order to reverse the trend, he noted that government in 2017 committed to an aggressive afforestation and reforestation program, which has led to the cultivation of almost 721,000 hectares of forest from 2017 to 2023 under the Ghana Forest Plantation Strategy.
The Green Ghana Project is one of the measures the government of Ghana has adopted to curb the incessant degradation of our forests, which has been going on for years without any conscious effort to replace them and to contribute to the global fight against climate change. In fact, available statistics show that between 2010 and 2015 alone, the amount of forest loss in Ghana far exceeded the area of forest cultivated between 1963 to 2016, which stands at 157,300 hectares. Furthermore, estimates from the Forestry Commission and the World Bank suggest that Ghana loses about 65,000 hectares of forest per year, representing about 2.03% average annual loss. So if care is not taken, the country is likely to lose all its forest cover by 2040 due to human activities.
Upper West Regional Manager of the Forest Service Division, Godfrey Koshiga, disclosed that with a national target of planting 10 million tree seedlings, 600,000 of them will be planted in the Upper West Region.
I am happy and proud to report that in the last 3 years of the inception of the Green Ghana Day, over 103 million trees have been distributed and planted in the region, in both on and off forest reserves, exceeding our yearly targets. And we can proudly say that our survival rate falls within 60% to 70%. I wish to say, as of this morning, the 7th of June 2024, over 534,000 seedlings have been distributed to individuals and other organizations for planting this morning. This will tell you that the patronage for this year is gone higher as compared to last year.
Authorities at the West Senior High School has ceded part of the school premises and frontage for the planting of 10,000 tree seedlings. Hakim Musa is an assistant headmaster of West Senior High School.
With a lineup of containers in front of the school's wall by the roadside, of which there are the owner's activities have become nuisance to our efforts to green the space between the walls and the road. Their uncontrolled burning activities of their waste materials lead to bush fires and countless times, making our efforts to green the frontage of our school fruitless. Therefore, we are appealing to the Honorable Regional Minister to use his good office to evacuate the containers that are lined up in front of our walls to enable the school nest seedlings to trees.
Reporting for JN News, Rafiq Salam.
And in the West Mampusi Municipality, Paramount Chief of Barigo of the Northeast Region, Nasugri Mahami, is asking government to take bold and sustainable measures to curtail the destruction of indigenous and native trees in the Northern Region. He says these trees have a lot of economic and medicinal benefits to communities and its people while significantly contributing to climate change.
In this preaching, the nationwide exercise was held simultaneously in Nalirgu and Parigu, with the one in Parigu facilitated by Eco Restore, a Ghanaian landscape restoration firm which is partnering communities to restore the depleting savanna parklands and other wooded areas across northern Ghana at the Chief Palace. Officials of Eco Restore first met with the community members, including schoolchildren, in an open discussion centered on the pros and cons of deforestation and afforestation. The organization was particularly concerned about the rising trend of destruction of indigenous and native trees across the region. The community members were ultimately equipped with knowledge on the benefits of the presence and otherwise of said trees in their localities and were encouraged to protect rather than destroy them. The chief of the community, now Sugri Mahami, in his address said the adverse impact of cutting down trees in the communities was now very obvious in health facilities and the type of weather disasters being recorded. The panel also raised serious concerns regarding the activities of land grabbers, who he said were now the major drivers of deforestation and weather disasters in the northern region. He commended the government for the annual nationwide initiative, whilst appealing to the government to take note of the geographical dynamics between the north and south by providing for planting trees that can easily adapt to the unique weather patterns of the north. Director of Eco Restore, Zachariah Isahaku, explained the exercise was to support community to restore the depleted native trees as well as their indigenous sources of livelihood.
And as you can see from the endeavor, there's a huge enthusiasm, a huge interest in the planting of the trees to restore the landscape. You know that the indigenous tree species, the dawadawa, the shea, the tamarinds, and all of that have all disappeared suddenly, unfortunately, because of the way and manner we have managed them. So this whole endeavor is about really dedicating ourselves to planting of these trees so that we can restore our landscape, we can farm more sustainably, we can generate enough income.
Another director, Dr. Peter Lovett, appealed to the government to provide regulatory support to the communities.
Full support, and then the farmer can own those trees and look after them properly. So we're looking for support from the government now and into the future.
And in a similar exercise, King of the Bonyana, Bukari II, has bemoaned the devastation caused by the landscape of Dagbon. He was speaking at a similar exercise in Yendi during the Green Ghana Day.
The northern region received 500,000 trees for this year's tree planting exercise. Last year, the region received 300,000 with about a 50% survival rate. Speaking at a short ceremony to kickstart this year's Green Ghana tree planting exercise, the King of Dagbon, whose speech was read on his behalf by the Chief of Zangbalanlana, Dr. Jacob Mahama, said despite the challenges faced by the exercise, they have had about 66% survival rate of the trees from 2021 to 81% in 2023. The King called for a more collaborative effort to protect the environment.
It's such a shame when you see our landscape from the windows of aircrafts preparing to land from the sky in Tamale. Large tracts of land devoid of forest cover, large empty waterways caused by years of unbridled erosion. It's always an eyesore to me as I gaze down, seeing my beloved land being wasted away. And thinking about this implication on the output of our farmers and our ability in future to feed our families, with all this in mind, we wholeheartedly embrace this laudable program and are always ready to do our best to protect our environment and our ability to fend for our families, growing for a greener tomorrow. It's like planting seeds of hope for the future, our children and our grandchildren. To show how much this exercise is dear to me, I'm personally leading the event from the Goa Palace. So my friends, let's get our hands dirty and plant these trees with love and care.
The Deputy Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Benito Usubio, said over the years, the ministry has planted over 42 million trees with an increasing survival rate of 80%.
The reason is to continuously and urgently tackle the challenges of climate change, air pollution, and the loss of biodiversity. The theme of this year is going for a greener tomorrow. And the purpose is for us to do a sustainable environmental conservation for our future well-being. Over the years, we've planted over 42 million trees. This is to enable us, as a government and as a people of this country, to push the boundaries and contribute to the global challenge by eliminating the devastating nature of the depletion of our forest reserves.
A representative of the Church of Pentecost, who are partnering the Gbewa Palace for the exercise, Apostle John Bedu Covenateria, reiterated the church's commitment to the tree planting exercise.
We have decided to push our attention to the north, where all our 8 areas in the northern sector, comprising Northern Savannah and all the upper regions, have targeted to plant 105,650 trees to cover a space of 262 acres. That is for the north alone. As we do this, our brethren in the southern sector and other sectors are also engaged in the same exercise.
It's another season of wordplay and all the drama is upon us as the schools go at each other on the first day of the national qualifiers of the National Science and Maths Quiz here in Accra. Chemu Senior High School, Teshi Senior School and Prosek Osu are battling it in the first contest for a ticket to the Nationals. We'll also be going to Bono where Emmanuel Bright Kwaku is at the Sunyani Technical University Auditorium for the Bono contest. Emmanuel, what's the latest from where you are? Hello, Emmanuel.
Hello, Aisha. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, sure. So I'm here in the Bono region. We've started with a series of contests for the regional qualifiers. And just in the auditorium. We are having a Sail Ken contest for the day that's featuring Northwick Dam Girls SHS, Drobo SHS, Brekun SHS, and Inkraman SHS. But in the first contest, we've had Sunyani and Wenchi, I must say, Wenchi Methodist SHS qualifying to the nationals for the first time in some 6 years. They have not seen the championship before. They have qualified and they missed the Swaman SHS. And they managed to garner some 41 points as against the second school, that is Swaman, who managed to get some 23 points. And then when Wenchi Methodist, Brekum, and Jenny also had some 11 points. So here in the Bono region, we are having some series of contests happening. And for the day, we'll be having some four contests. And already I we are on the second contest. In the third contest too, we'll feature Sunyani SHS, Mancine SHS, Lady of Providence SHS, Dumasman SHS, and later in the day we'll be having Nafana SHS, Fasi SHCS, just battling it out in the last contest for the day. Tomorrow too, we'll be having a series of contests, and we'll have the last contest for the Bono region. And so in all, we are expecting that five schools from the Bono region will qualify to the national championship. Already a school that qualified to last year's championship has been kicked out. That's Methodist SHS Brekum. And we are hoping that the other schools who managed to qualify will definitely cement their stance as one of the best schools from here in the Bono region. So, Aisha, this is what is currently happening here at the Sunyani Technical University Auditorium.
A man of Kako with that from the Bono region. Where to stay for this contest and all the excitement? The Joy News, channel. Let's take a break on Joy News today. We'll be back with business.
Deposit and maintain a minimum balance of 500 Ghana cedis or multiples of it to qualify to win your share of 1.2 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. EMG. Join the Ecobank Million Gang. A better way to enjoy life. Deposit today. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank. Your Pan-African.
What makes life beautiful is that it never remains the same. When you look at it, it changes. And it changes because you looked at it. Again, change is good. It makes you see the various aspects of life that you didn't know. Change challenges you to do what you think you could never do. If you want to be relevant and abreast with time, society and the world, then be ready for change. We'll bring you intriguing conversations, live performances, and of course, shocking revelation from our guests. Welcome to the brand new season of Changes with me, Rosalind Felly, and it's twice a week, and it's live on Joy 5. Remember, if you are not getting the results that you want from your hustle and justice, then you definitely need a change.
Free fee, a
Ejima 2 weeks ago na Kawachi.
It's the most wonderful news of the year. Are you ready? Akwaba Magic, Ghana's most loved storyteller, is now available on DSTV Access and GoTV Plus. Isn't that exciting?
That will not be a problem.
And now you can catch all the drama from the best local content offerings. Aya Deduta. Watch the brand new second season of the legendary Flex Fidiaku. Captivating second season of Madam. Bring your play by ear and so much more on DSTV Channel 150 and GoTV Channel 102. Akwaba Magic. It's enjoyment overload. Stay connected to your GoTV Plus and DSTV Access at only 80 Ghana CDs. Akwaba Magic, Ghana's most loved storyteller.
B. Deposit and maintain a minimum balance of 500 Ghana cedis or multiples of it to qualify to win your share of 1.2 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. EMG. Join the Ecobank Million Gang. A better way to enjoy life. Deposit today. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank. The Pan-African Bank.
Daddy. Daddy. This tank is big!
Yes, that's true.
It can store a lot of water.
That's so true.
Wow! It has a walking tortoise on it.
Mm-hmm. That's
so true. I can see S-I-N-T-E-S. Syntax!
That is so true, my daughter.
When it falls down, it will spoil.
That's not true.
But why?
Oh. Hey!
Syntax was the first to introduce double layer tanks in Ghana. Syntax again was the first to introduce white inner layers in Ghana. Syntax gives you the biggest warranty, 7 years. No matter your water needs, Syntax is the answer. Syntax tank. Are you strong? Are you tough?
Welcome to the business segment on Joy News today with me, Emma Davis. The Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement System, GIPS, says it will be embarking on some form of advocacy to promote the use of its various digital platform systems like the eSwitch and Ghana Pay. This is to minimize fiscal cash transactions across the country. Chief Executive of GIPS, Achihese, disclosed this to Joy Business after receiving an award at the 13th Ghana Information Technology and Telecom Awards in Accra.
The ceremony is an annual celebration of digital innovation and contribution of technology to the economy. The Ghana Interbank Payment and Settlement System, GIPS, received the honor for its consistent introduction of modern payment systems, which is aimed at reducing the use of physical cash. According to the Chief Executive of GIPS, Archie Hesse, time has come for more Ghanaians to adopt the various payment systems as daily form of transactions.
I think we are at a stage of the development where we need to focus on usage. And when we talk about usage, we're talking about collaboration, we're talking about engaging with the whole sectors of the economy. I remember when we started, we were dealing with banks, but now we are dealing with fintechs, we are dealing with the mobile money companies, we are dealing directly with corporates to ensure that usage is we grew usage for the country, and I believe that that's where we are headed.
Organizers of the award Instinct Wave believe that more digital policies are needed to promote innovation in the space. His chief executive of Instinct Wave, Akin Napfal, who has been speaking about the award.
Like I said in my speech, you can't think of any sector without an infuse of technology. Every sector wants to digitize their processes, so which means that we are important. And with the new trending AI, ChatGPT, it means that you need to take your business to the next level. So this year is about now bringing all the ecosystem, the fintech, the insurance, all stakeholders within the technology space together, and probably letting them see why data is important to them.
Founder and CEO of Dynamic Data Solutions, Yvette Atepe, received the Lifetime Achievement Award for her contribution to the industry.
So I've just been around the industry, and to think that today I have been blessed with the opportunity to acquire a multinational subsidiary, which was Dimension Data, and to acquire it today and turn it into an indigenous organization, I think it's a great story, and it must give everyone hope, you know, that we can do anything we put our hearts to, and with God all things are possible.
The award ceremony, which is in its 13th year, had seen some new additions which are influenced by movements in the digital space.